Well, first of all, let's hear it for the space shuttle. By gosh, that was good. And together, we have come together, representatives of 12 spacefaring nations, to commit our governments to work together over the next several decades to build, to place into orbit, and to operate and utilize a unique facility, a permanently manned civil space station. The space station we build together will make possible major advances in our understanding of our own world and of our universe. Researchers will use the station to test equipment and techniques for long space voyages and to develop new materials of great benefit to mankind. 21st century space explorers may use it as a way station en route to the moon or Mars. This bold initiative began in January 1984 when President Reagan directed NASA to develop a space station and invited our friends and allies to join us in the endeavor. For the United States, Space Station Freedom, as it will be known, will be the centerpiece of our civil space program for the 1990s, the successor to Gemini, Apollo, and the Space Shuttle. It is an essential next step if the United States is to stay on the cutting edge of space exploration and research. For our partners, Europe, Japan, and Canada, this cooperative project has equal significance, since it represents a commitment to making manned activity a major facet of their own impressive space programs. Yet the significance of the agreements we have just signed extends well beyond the immediate objective of space station cooperation. This project also will be a shining symbol of the commitment of those who place a high value on political and economic freedom to cooperate for mutual benefit. It is not for nothing that we, the world's foremost democracies, have chosen to call our project Space Station Freedom. For the democratic ideals that we share will carry us boldly into the future, even as they carried generations before us from the age of reason through the industrial era and into the space age. In the decades ahead, we know that the democratic values of individual initiative, human ingenuity, and intellectual freedom, so critical to scientific progress, will be ever more essential to national success. There is no doubt in my mind that if Benjamin Franklin, the statesman and scientist for whom this room is named, there's Ben right down there, had lived to see this day, he would have been an enthusiastic supporter of our joint enterprise. Like those of you who have worked so hard to bring this project along, Benjamin Franklin was a man of vision who combined his appreciation of the practical with a keen sense of adventure. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to convey to all members of the American, European, Japanese, and Canadian negotiating teams my deep appreciation. You have produced a set of agreements that provides a solid foundation for long-term cooperation. It is now time to pass the torch to the engineers and program managers. We wish you well. As you go forward to perform technological feats that are certain to amaze and inspire us all, I urge you to keep close to your hearts the spirit of genuine partnership that is so evident in this room today. Thank you.